Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, Memory 119, The Walt Disney World Railroad. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hello and welcome to Memory 119 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. Well, it's less than a month now and I'll be in California and heading for a day at Disneyland. Don't forget, if you're going to be in DCA on July 18, let me know. Maybe we can meet up. Personally, I can't wait to get around that corner and enter into Cars Land. Having only been into the park, you know, 3 times in my life, I don't think I'll mourn the loss of that old look, but from what I've seen in the pictures and videos, I can't wait to see it in person. But alas, that's still in the future, and let's get back to our bread and butter, how we relive our memories from the past. As we continue our day in the Magic Kingdom, remember we've just finished watching the Celebrate a Dream Come True parade in Frontierland. Crowds are light, that's a 3 out of 10 on touringplans.com. We head back through the pass by the Diamond Horseshoe Review and stop for a quick restroom break. Then we'll continue back into Adventureland to ride the magic carpets of Aladdin. Unfortunately, my recorder froze up on me and the file was lost completely. We won't be able to relive that memory. Sorry, guys. We'll join back in just after we leave Adventureland and head back to Frontierland. As we leave in Adventureland, we hear the train rounding the bend, passing through the trees, and quickly made up our minds that this is the next attraction. We pack the kids into the stroller and run towards in the direction of the train station. We get there just as it's pulling in. Now think back to the Frontierland train station. That's right, it's elevated. As we approach, we're informed by a cast member that we can't use the wheelchair ramp. Instead, we have to get the kids out and carry the stroller up the stairs to the train. which now we're hoping will still be there by the time we get up there. We quickly unload the kids and run up the stairs. With time to spare, which is good because now I'm tired and very hot and panting, we sit and swelter, waiting for the train to pull out. But it gives us time to plan our next steps. So we'll ride the train around the Magic Kingdom to Main Street, USA, with the intention of picking up a fast pass for the princesses, who are still visiting with guests in the Main Street Theater. The train finally pulls out, and we'll ride it all the way around the park to the Main Street Station. We'll end our memory for today just as we're descending the stairs down to the square below. Now, the Walt Disney World Railroad is probably one of the most requested attractions I get. Unfortunately, you can't hear much of the narration, but, you know, maybe that's a good thing. As you sit back and ride the train around the park, it's that separation from the frenetic pace of the Magic Kingdom that I find soothing. Maybe if you're like me, you'd love the peace that you'll experience as we ride two-thirds of the way around the park. So do you have a memory of the Walt Disney World Railroad? Does listening to it again trigger a fond memory of one of your own trips? Please come share it with all of us, and while you're at it, leave me some feedback on the Walt Disney World Memories website at www-memories.net. There you can find out how to contact me, leave feedback on the show, connect with me on social media, or maybe view some of my photos and videos. And don't forget, you can always reach me on the voicemail line at 336-WDW-MEM-0 and leave your memories and feedback that way. If you like this show and want to help others find it, a review on iTunes will help move us up the search results list, or maybe mention us in a tweet on Facebook, on Google+, on Pinterest, or whatever your social media of choice is to help get the word out about the show. Finally, if you want to help to support this podcast in any small way, you can click the donate button where you'll be redirected to PayPal. Here you can make a one-time donation or recurring donation of any amount you like. And don't forget to check out the affiliate links on the website for other great information that helps support the show. Some of those funds have already gone to the purchase of the new recorder, which has greatly improved the quality of my in-park recordings. Today's memory is in binaural, so I suggest putting those headphones on to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now sit back, relax, and close your eyes, and come with me as we take a relaxing ride around the Magic Kingdom.
Here, I'll take it. A B, B flat, no.
You said D.
Oh my word, you didn't get any of that. Okay, left hand, B flat octave. Right hand. A flat, middle C, and E flat.
All right, Suze. That's Splash Mountain. Suze, that's Splash Mountain.
Is Tony doing his whole line thing?
You don't like it?
No. No, he wanted to do it September 5th. He blames for Tony, right? Or it worked. Or he scratched it. I don't know.
he's cutting.
Thank you.
They're still practicing. Oh my. Okay. Maybe he's playing with the track or something. Interesting. Okay. Does she want to go on? Where are you going?
I'm trying to get up to that. Yeah, that's fine. Can we wheel it up for now?
Dude, not this area because that's just a wheelchair.
Okay, everybody out.
Heavy, that's not going to be fun. We're not going to make this train. There's no way.
Susie, you carry it.
Mikey, I'm here. Do we have to go up the stairs?
Go up the stairs, take them. Up there. Come with me quickly.
Welcome aboard the Walt Disney World Railroad. Please place the small child
Run.
In the center of the seat, keeping an adult on the open end of the railroad car. There's no eating, drinking, or smoking allowed on the train. And you must keep your head, arms, hands, legs, feet, everything inside the train at all times. Also, please remain seated while the train is in motion.
Oh,
our next
good.
Stop.
Uh-huh. Is it worth it, or should we have just walked in?
Y'all better like this. All right, you all watch out for wild animals, okay? See if you see any bears or deer. Okay?
Didn't she fall asleep on this when she was baby?
Yes, in Disneyland, I think.
Yeah, I think so. You took a nice nap.
Now, Susie, since you're the big girl sitting on the outside, you do not stick your hands out, okay?
Well, she's going to stay away from it anyway. She's going to sit right where she is. My feet are so hot. That's my legs.
Hope so.
Huh?
Hope so. I'm sweating. I need a breeze.
Guess we didn't have to run. I didn't know how long we'd stay.
like pulling in the creases on my arms.
Okay, everybody, grab a seat.
So, how long are we taking?
Got the signal, we're ready to go.
Go all the way around to Main Street, get the Princess Fast Passes. Two stops. First stop. There's three stops. We are on stop two of three. One being Main Street, Frontierland, Toontown, or the Fantasyland.
Oh.
And then all the way back out to Main Street.
So we're as far around as we can get. So we get a good ride.
We get a good
ride.
So we
can just
keep running
it. Well, except that we want to pick up the Princess Fast Passes.
We're headed for Fantasyland at Main Street, USA. Everybody stay safe. Keep your hands and arms safely inside the train.
No, we'll go all the way around to Main Street. In Main Street. They're right there next to Mickey Mouse. When we chose to go to Mickey Mouse, you could have gone to the Princesses at that point. But they already had a 20-minute wait when we walked into Mickey. Their weight goes clear back.
Still.
Which to me is a little...
Do you see that this is a real run of restaurant?
Here's a...
It's going to come right around. Watch. Here it comes.
That's a fun one, too. We'll go on that bit when you get bigger. Thank you for doing the barnstormer this morning, the airplane.
Daddy was really excited about doing that little one with you this morning.
It's fun to do them with you. I'm excited to see what you're going to do, to see how big you're getting.
Oh, there's somebody for sure.
And a doggy.
Jungle
Cowboy. No. This is the Mark Twain riverboat. Indian. Susie, why don't you go sit over there next to mommy? Oh, an Indian's over there. Why don't you guys sit next to mommy? Some stale swamp water.
Hey, it's Florida. If you look carefully, there might be an alligator.
I think they patrol it for that. But that looks like it hasn't been disturbed in a while.
Yeah, follow.
It's a snake out there.
We're almost out of the woods, folks.
Remain seated until the train comes to a complete stop.
Give me the all clear when it's safe to disembark. So please remain seated until you hear the all clear.
I'm okay.
Next stop, Main Street, USA.
Come sit over here, Suze, for now. Don't sit against Mommy. Scoot over.
Welcome aboard the Walt Disney World Railroad. Please take small children to the center of the seat. Adults, the open hands of the railroad.
Boys and girls, this is your last call. Walt Disney World Railroad. Now depart.
You must bring your head, arms, hands, and feet.
Main Street Station and Frontierland.
Also, please remain seated while the train is in motion. Our next stop, Main Street, USA.
What? Eastern Europe, I can tell that much. Yes, but they were already full at the time. We still have a dining reservation indoor at the American Liberatory Tavern. We'll probably even get one at Tony's if you want. At the Italian up front that we had talked about trying to do.
grab a seat and remain seated. All aboard.
Looks like we're ready to embark on the next leg of the tour. Our destination is Main Street, USA. Now, everyone stay seated.
Here we go.
Keep your hands and arms, feet and legs inside the train at all times. And next, keep an eye on your children.
I've got Whispering Canyon outside the park. I do have one for 7 o'clock for the Liberty Tree Tavern. I'll try and see if I can get into Tony's.
There are some who say that this steam train is a little old-fashioned, but for me, it's the only way to travel. Of course, there are those who prefer to hit the highway. Just like spots some pint-sized drivers taking a full spin behind the wheel of the car.
You want to do everything again, I think. You've had fun, huh? There's still some stuff we have to do that we haven't done yet. We haven't done It's a Small World. We haven't done Peter Pan. Yeah. Oh, you had talked about Pinocchio Village House.
Yeah.
Is that the one I want to get into?
The one over top is Small World.
Yeah, but you didn't want to do that. You were very
I wasn't very keen on that one, though.
No, we had picked up the
house
on the market. But after working on the railroad all the long day, it's nice to come home. By the small town dreams of a young Walt Disney. Stepping back into the
I see a
rail. Get off here, okay?
Let's take them all the way beyond the platform so we can safely board passengers for the next leg of our journey. This is Main Street Station. Main Street.
Please remain seated until the train comes to a complete stop. I'll give you the officer to safely disembark. So
looks like there's a ramp.
Until you hear the all clear.
Here we go.
Which I thought was kind of rude.
Yeah, I did too. I thought it was rather awful.
All clear.
All right, guys, get off with mommy, okay?
Welcome to Main Street,
USA. You're going to have to hand me the camera
back. Next stop.
You just guys get out.
Frontier Lane.
Mikey, hop in.
Mikey, do you want to ride?
You okay? And to go get some fast passes to your right. Oh, there goes the Philharmonic. Go to your right.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was our show. Bray Taylor, what did you think?